News, I'm Tommy McNeil. According to U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, the planned U.S. withdrawal of its 2,000 troops in Syria will not be abrupt and also will be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American forces. VOA's Gladys Ahok explains why this would be crucial for those in the region.
Kurds were at the forefront of the ground offensive against Islamic State, both in Iraq and in Syria. A U.S. withdrawal makes them vulnerable to attacks by the Syrian government forces and by Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to postpone, but not cancel, an offensive which he says is aimed at removing terrorists from northern Syria. Bolton said the U.S. withdrawal would not take place without Turkey's agreement not to kill the Kurds. He also called on the Kurds to stand firm and refrain from seeking a deal with the Syrian government, whose president Bashar al-Assad seems to be regaining acceptance by other Arab leaders. Zlarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
As the work week begins this Monday, hundreds of thousands of U.S. federal employees will either be furloughed or required to work without pay. As the government shutdown over border wall with Mexico continues, AP's Julie Walker has reaction from U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer and Democratic leaders.
Schumer says there's one person to blame.
Only one cause of this shutdown, and that is President Trump.
The Senate minority leader says there's support on both sides to reopen the government.
Democrats and now a growing number of Republicans are coming together and say, let's open up the government and debate border security separately.
President Trump says no budget without the wall.
Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and myself can solve this in 20 minutes if they want to.
That's AP's Julie Walker reporting. This is VOA News. Riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters in Sudan's capital Sunday as demonstrations calling for President Omar al-Bashir to step down continued for the third week. Crowds gathered in Khartoum Sunday, heeding a call from a group of doctors, teachers, and engineers who have called for strikes and demonstrations over the past month. U.S. military officials have confirmed the successful airstrike last week that included someone considered one of the FBI's most wanted. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
Jamal al-Badawi, a militant believed to be one of the men behind the deadly bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. The United States military confirmed his death on Sunday after he was targeted in a precision strike on New Year's Day. President Donald Trump tweeting Sunday, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole. 17 sailors were killed and dozens more wounded on October 12, 2000, when two men in a small boat detonated explosives alongside the Navy destroyer as it was refueling."
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. A U.S. trade delegation has arrived in Beijing for 2 days of talks beginning this Monday, focusing on how to best carry out an agreement reached by U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to postpone new tariff hikes. U.S. officials have said that if the talks fail to produce a satisfactory agreement, Washington will increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. Meanwhile, a dead pig is further soiling China-Taiwan relations. The carcass washed up along a Taiwanese-held inlet and tested positive for an infectious disease. Taiwan wants China to turn over more information about the hog so authorities in Taipei can help stop the deadly swine flu from reaching its own giant pork industry. But so far, Chinese officials have not responded. Yun Sun, an East Asia Program Senior Associate at the D.C.-based Stimson Center think tank, says Taiwan officials are politicizing the hog carcass.
I think that's something that's very wrong. You cannot use this issue as a political bargaining chip and force the other side or punish the other side for not accepting a political condition.
Taiwan went on guard against a spillover of African swine flu after China confirmed its first case in August. At this year's Golden Globes in Hollywood, Bohemian Rhapsody beat A Star Is Born for Best Motion Picture Drama, and Rami Malek won the Best Actor and Best Performance for his turn as the music group Queen's frontman Freddie Mercury. Glenn Close won Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama in The Wife. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.